fighting for America.
The media market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
Fighting for Idaho.
I just want to say to all of you, thank you for believing in radio and local radio. I want to thank Town Square Media. I want to thank Kevin Godwin. I want to thank all my listeners.
Fighting for you.
But in reality, this award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Coming up, we will have our two politicos going at it, and we will open up the phone lines to you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's a segment we call Hit Me With Your Best Shot. And in one corner, we have the astute political correspondent, the man from the establishment, Dustin Cook. In the other corner, China Gum, the grassroots champion. Both have worked in politics and are politicos for many, many years. In fact, the brilliance of Dustin being our political correspondent, we have to basically thank China for that. You did get Dustin into politics.
I did, and I regret it.
So this is kind of like the mentor and the student here. Do you think that essentially that you can whoop your student, the man that you brought into politics? You're going to have to embarrass and humiliate him today.
Not only will I whoop Dustin, but I would also whoop anybody else from the establishment.
Wow! Now,
those
Dustin,
are big words, Kevin.
Now, Dustin, are you intimidated by China's statement that she will wipe the floor up with you?
I am not.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, before we get to our first statement here, we go to Mike in Caldwell, who's been very patient. Mike, good morning. You're on 580KIDO.
Hey, Kevin. It's been a while since I last called.
Oh, good old Mike. How are you and your daughter doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Things are, like, looking up. They're getting better on me. So, I gave it a few months off there because I had a feeling that, you know, you had that Marconi in the bag and you didn't need me on the phone here, you know, ruining it for you.
You would never ruin it. How's your health?
It's good. It's good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Now, do you have a statement? Because I've got these two people that are literally chomping at the bit to beat each other up on the air for our entertainment only, Mike.
Okay. Like I said, it's been a while since I've been on here. So exactly what is going on here? Because
you wanted to talk about the gays.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I've never been married, okay?
So, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, exactly. But I've never really had any firsthand experience with it, so I don't know enough about it to make an opinion on, you know, the marriage thing. You've been married, so I'll ask you
a few times.
First of all,
wait a minute. Let's ask the host. Look, I got these guys going. Can you call me back? Well, maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right.
All right. Our great friend Mike from Caldwell. Glad to have him back into the fold. All right. Let's start. Let's start with China here at 580KIDO. Your thoughts on the governor's race, and is the governor in trouble?
I don't know if the governor is in trouble.
Well, we all know that. Let's be honest here. Is the governor in trouble?
I think.
Do you agree with my statement that the governor is in trouble?
No, I think the governor is vulnerable, but I wouldn't say that he's in trouble, and I have not seen any numbers to prove that either way.
The governor is in trouble because he's been outspent by A.J. Belukov, $500,000 to $121,000 in television ads. He has the outreach to the grassroots community, and you have the idea that everybody agrees, including the governor, that the Republican Party is not unified, and you say he's not in trouble.
I think he's vulnerable, but I don't know that he's in trouble.
Now, are you running for office?
Should I?
Apparently, that's the answer you got. Now, let me go to Dustin. Is the governor in trouble?
Kevin, I don't believe so. I will tell you this. The one thing that you see out there right now...
What's that, Ray? Get the blood pressure medicine ready. It's not going according to plan. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think if you look at any race when it comes to the state politics, you have to run like you're 10 points behind, Kevin. And in any race, even China will tell you, even in the Raul race, Raul was outspent quite a bit by his opponent, and he still won handedly in that election. So, no, just because an opponent is spent out 5-1, 3-1 does not matter. It's grassroots efforts. It's getting out the vote. And honestly, my biggest concern is...
Okay, let's not filibuster here. Let's continue on with this. Folks, what we're going to try to do is get to the honest answers here. They both want to talk about the answers. They're afraid to say it here at 580KIDO. Let's say this. Is the Republican Party unified?
No, it's not.
How can then the governor not be in trouble? And here's the issue I have. And let me go back to Dustin here, so we'll give him the fairness of the surprise questions. The governor won the primary with 51% of the vote against Senator Fulcher, who was outspent, outgunned, and look, certainly not outworked, thanks to our friend next to you, China. 51% for a third term. Here are the issues. Address them one at a time. You have, even as allies talk about it, otter fatigue. You have A.J. Belukov spending big money. You have the anger of the conservatives over the health exchange and the possible expansion of Medicaid and a new fuel tax coming in. And then, to top it all off, you have the educators that are unified that they do not like this governor.
Kevin, those are all valid points you bring up that were brought up in the primary as well. As you all know, once an elected official wins in the Republican primary, you're supposed to rally around that candidate. Here in Idaho, I think we have had a lost party for the last 6 months. And I think anybody, as we all know, should unify the party. That includes anybody that ran in the primary that lost. And that's what's going to save the party here in the state, is we need to get the ones that are sitting on the sidelines to speak up and say, hey, look, we're going to win this. We're unified. Even our new executive director of the state party has said that.
In fairness to the governor, he is charismatic. He has the business community. People like him. China, your thoughts on those issues that we talked about with Dustin?
Well, first, going back to what you said about A.J. Belukov outspending Butch Otter, he has to. I mean, he's starting off with very low name ID. And any time you're running against somebody like Butch Otter, who is essentially unbeatable, everybody knows him. And like you said, he's charismatic. People like him. And in order to get over, you know, some of the things that were brought up in the primary and that the candidate Bujak perpetuates, like the cronyism, the scandals, our position in the economy and things of that nature, he has to spend a lot of money to point those out. And that's why you see Governor Otter being outspent, especially in a medium like television.
Oh, that's a good point, China. You get the point there for that one. Defender of the governor. So let's talk about the unification of the Republican Party. What's that going to take, China?
Well, it's something that I've heard Russ Fulcher continue to talk about, and it's, you know, we've got a wild card in the race right now with candidate John Bujak. He's really picked up Russ Fulcher's message, and it's made it very, very difficult for the party to unify, because that message resonates with the very conservative faction of the party. So right after the primary, when candidate John Bujak said that he would not be running if Russ Fulcher were running, that made it really hard for the governor to be able to reach out to the Russ Fulcher supporters.
How did it make it tougher there, Dustin? You agree with that statement?
Yeah, I think anytime you have a third...
So wait a minute, though. You have John Bujak, who's a flawed candidate, who has had his own problems both with the feds and the locals. He's beaten them, but the Bar Association had some issues with him. How can this man be picking up Russ Fulcher supporters? Shouldn't Russ Fulcher be doing more for the governor?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it'd be nice if Russ would come out and, like I said, support the party and just make a statement and say, look, we need to unite as a party and as a team and come out and say we need to unify the party. I mean, that's really what needs to happen here. With any third-party candidate in any election, that's always going to be dangerous. You'll have anybody tell you that. You can look at the race. Even the first congressional race 4 or 5 years ago, you get 4 or 5 candidates in there.
Right,
you always
let's do this. Let's have a moratorium on the first congressional references. With all due respect, that's something that will never happen again. Something that will never happen again, okay? Let's just be honest on that. That was and this young lady can certainly attest to the work it took to make that happen. But, you know, everybody keeps talking about that as if that could happen again. If that were the case, we'd be talking about Russ Fulcher right now, wouldn't we?
Wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Okay. So back to where we are now. I'm going to take on the two panelists here, which I guess this is what it's become at 580 KIDO. By the way, you're welcome to come in at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You both have just told me that the governor is not in trouble. And maybe those are words. Maybe the governor should be concerned. But then you've defined the candidacy, the real-world candidacy, of Mr. Bujak, who is appealing to, for lack of a better term, alienated Russ Fulcher supporters. Mm-hmm. So do we want to revise our statements concerning this election?
Well, I think what I'm trying to explain is that the wild card is John Bujak, and if he's able to get a larger percent of the vote than normally a third-party candidate would, then that could spell trouble. It remains to be seen at this point how well John Bujak is doing. We just simply don't know. All I know, what I'm hearing on the ground, is that people are really resonating with his message.
Is that his message is so strong, Dustin, or does the governor have issues? Now, one thing we'll say about Governor Otter is that no one will ever outwork him.
No, I think
he was out in Star 2 weeks ago putting up his own campaign signs.
Yeah, I think anytime you have a third-party candidate, you just have to be careful and see how much leverage they have. I mean, that's just in any election. So, you know, when you have a libertarian, when you have a constitutionalist, you just have to look and see. Those guys typically get anywhere between 5% and 7%, possibly.
That could be the election in this case.
Maybe, but it all depends on who comes out to vote. Again, my biggest concern in this election is voter apathy.
Well, you have that's otter fatigue.
No, I would not call that otter fatigue. I'm just talking
about Tom Luna himself has said it's otter fatigue.
Well, okay, so this is an off-year election. It's a non-presidential election year.
I feel like I'm in a political science class.
The turnout is usually lower. The electorate is usually a little bit older than presidential election years. So it's just different.
All right, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to the calls. Ron Paul Jim for Dustin and China, China and Dustin, here at 580-KIDO.
Good morning. First of all, you know, the election in this state is the primary. But isn't it up to the governor to unite the disenfranchised party members? You know,
like Ron Paul Jim.
Yeah. There is quite a difference in party platforms between someone like Russ Fulcher. It shouldn't be his job to surrender his ideals, which resonate with nearly half of the Republican Party or base. And the fact that he lost, just to me, you know, if you were, I honestly think that the primary process is absolutely corrupted.
All right, Ron Paul Jim, thank you for the call. Let's go back to a statement by Congressman Labrador that he did say after the primary, and you both will know this better than I, that that there need to be concessions from the governor and the establishment. You agree with that statement based on the primary?
Well,
concessions to the grassroots?
Well, I think when you talk about concessions, what do you mean exactly, Kevin?
Look, if you don't know, China, go ahead, please. Look, I feel like I'm in law school here. Reform of the health exchange, no Medicaid expansion, no additional fuel tax, real wages. I mean, I can go on and on. I mean, hold on, back to you. So, Congressman Labrador, the standard bearer, as you've said, the guy who we've all go back to the election of 2010. It was 2010, right? Okay, 2010 said there need to be concessions after the convention. You love the politics. Do there need to be concessions of those I named off?
No. I think those things are worked out in the legislature.
All right. Finally, China. Concessions.
Well, I mean,
based on the people you're talking to.
Right. I mean, obviously, you know, that's what they want. That's what they're waiting for. But listen, what I tell people when I talk to them is that we had a very spirited primary. We already talked about cronyism. We already talked about where Idaho ranks in every economic measure. We've already talked about the scandals and all of that stuff. The people voted. They decided that Governor Otter is in charge of our party, and now we have to be all on the same team, and that's just the way primaries work.
Oh, an eagle at 580-KIDO. Good morning, O.
Hey, Kevin. I was calling about the governor's race here. And
well, I want you to give me your critique of our two panelists here. I think they're either running to be a political scientist or to replace Alan L. Morton, attorney at law.
I think they need to ratchet up the personal insult aspect of the
I am so with you on this.
And speaking of personal insults, calling in about this governor's race, I don't think they're factoring in the dork factor. Volukov has no chance of being the governor. He might have outspent Otter by 5-1, but you can't overcompensate for the dorkiness of this candidate. A prime example of this would be Steve Forbes would be our president if all it took was money.
Hope, growth, and opportunity. Oh, thank you for that.
And back, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, our reluctant panel continues. China Gum with us, the grassroots champion, Dustin Cook, who are you representing? You represent the governor here?
No, I'm not, Kevin. I'm representing Dustin Cook in this situation.
Dustin Cook Enterprises?
Sure.
Tea Party Bob, Gem State Patriot, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
You know, Kevin, I just could not resist calling in on this forum. I've been listening to your two panelists.
The Love Fest.
Well, they just don't seem to want to face any of the reality or the facts that are out there, and I'm kind of disappointed. You know, if you want to go out and do a commercial for the governor, don't do it in a forum like this. You know, let's put things on the table and tell it like it is. We've had 8 years of Governor Otter. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Governor Otter. I think he's a wonderful person.
Oh, you've sold out too now, haven't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Let me tell you, I'm not part of the love.
Everybody loves the governor.
8 years of economic activity that has been below par, if not subpar. That is not all due to the recession. That is due to decisions that have been made by the administration. We don't have an education system that's supposedly what should be one of the best around is not producing what we want in terms of education for our kids. We've got Common Core coming in, and everybody seems to be supporting it from the administrative point of view, not the people. We've got a healthcare exchange that nobody wanted, and still to this day people don't want. But
now what is that, Dustin? Is there a question here? Thank you, Dustin, for that.
Right.
Dustin's calling you out, Tea Party Bob.
Okay,
now, you need to hit them both here.
The question is, how can you win an election when you have got most of the grassroots? And I will tell you, I was at a convention 2 weeks ago, and we took a poll up, the straw poll up there, and it was not a very good straw poll for the governor. He has made no concessions to any of the conservatives. They beat us up. In the convention, they've beaten us up literally locally.
They took our chairman.
They took the chairman. You
they
know,
took Barry's our chairman, gone. Barry.
You can't do those kind of things to people and expect them to come back and be conciliatory and vote for you. It's not going to happen. And I will tell you, Buzhak is polling about 8% or more. That is a big number. Those numbers I've heard
all right,
from
now,
a fairly good source.
Well, Tea Party Bob, thank you, the Gem State Patriot. Let me get the panel to react. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Bye-bye. Now, you're foaming at the mouth. By the way, to our friend Max listening in D.C., no one's eating a granola bar. China was unwrapping something. Go ahead, please. We have to make sure. Those mics are powerful here.
Okay, so a straw poll at a... What percent of the total vote is that? I mean, Buzhak has to pull probably between 10 and 15%. So like I was saying, it remains to be seen how many of the Russ Fulcher supporters he can co-opt and bring them to the polls on election
day. You say his message is resonating, though.
It is resonating, but to what percent?
Well,
we don't know.
Going back to Dustin's point, by the way, Dustin did win the last segment, so we're tied up here at 580 KIDO. Does Senator Fulcher need to be more forthcoming in his support for the governor? China.
Is that for me?
Mm-hmm. Well, Dustin already said that he does.
I don't speak for Russ Fulcher. He decides.
You're not going to answer the question?
I don't know what he's doing for the governor.
I'll speak for him. If he wants the Republicans to win, he needs to step up and take one for the team. Like at one time show favorite Congressman Labrador, who's, you know, taking one for the team. Where's Senator Fulcher? Where's the unification? You don't want to speak? That's fine. Dustin, your thoughts.
Yeah, I think with this, the party, all fringes of the party need to step up and unite behind the governor. That's how we win elections in this state. Sitting on the sidelines and having apathy does not win elections. to quote Ronald Reagan, a big tent is a successful tent in the Republican Party. That's one of the issues we have nationwide and in this state. The party needs to unite, and the ones that are in the other part of the minority need to step up and support the governor.
What about Tea Party Bob's point at 580KIDO that the conservatives were attacked, they were vilified? Heck, they took the chairman.
Well, you know, that's the, you know, once you, again, once an, you have a new executive director and chairman of the party, that's when you should unite around that person. That's what we've always done in this state. That's what we've done to unite the party, and that's what needs to happen in this state.
Is that happening now?
It's starting to, but I got to be honest, we had a slow go because, as you all know, what happened at the convention. But at this point, it shouldn't be about personalities. It shouldn't be about concessions. It should be uniting the party here in the state of Idaho.
Well, it would have been a lot easier if there were concessions, but there weren't, and that's what the conservatives wanted. But
all
they
right.
didn't do it, so it's slow.
Dustin, your thoughts on your experience today?
Great.
China, you took this very seriously. What are your thoughts here?
I had a good time. Thank you for having me.
Right.
Thank you, Kevin, as well.
Oh, well, you know, and by the way, we just offered John Bujak time to come on. Well, wait a minute. He might be on Tuesday before the big debate. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Keep it here. More coming up next. 580KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, manly men.
And good morning. Welcome to Monday. It is 5:37, a little chilly outside at 580KIDO, about 43 in Boise. Dave Burnett with us. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
So as I was looking at the 580KIDO website yesterday, I was really moved by the story concerning this corn maize death in northern Idaho, which has garnered a lot of national attention. You broke that story. Can you tell us a little bit about just this tragic circumstances where apparently people thought a zombie getting run over was part of the act?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, you have zombie actors, and a lot of the corn mazes, and mind you, this did not happen around here, is in North Idaho. But a bus, and they still don't understand quite what happened, investigation underway. But the bus wound up hitting and killing this guy dressed up like a zombie, and a lot of people stood by going, wow, that was realistic. And it was realistic as the bus hit and killed the young man.
Boy, you know, apparently you're running around in a bus and you paintball the zombies or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know that anyone around this area has anything quite like that. But, yeah, you're shooting the zombies with paintballs, so that's part of the, you know, part of the fun. And, man, it just, you know, again, went tragic. But you have to wonder, for a lot of these corn mazes, there's really no regulations. And I'm not looking for the government to come regulate everything, but, you know, pretty much whatever you want to have happen can have happen in these things.
Well, not only that, but I would think the liability. What happens if you get lost in the corn maze?
I don't think that would ever happen. I mean, you know, you want to get out, you just come straight out.
Really? You don't think some little kid sometime would get lost or anything like that?
I suppose, you know, I don't know. I don't know how that all works, but it amazes me. A lot of farmers make more money off the corn maze than they do off the corn.
Well, got to pump up the price of ethanol then, I guess.
Yeah, thanks to corn mazes.
Well, there you go. So we've got that going on. Other big news of the day. Over the weekend, I was getting texted, voicemailed, Facebooked about gay marriage, now the law of the land in Idaho. Thank you, Justice Kennedy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I guess in North Idaho, too, already ceremonies taking place in North Idaho.
I guess they can't take place here till what, Tuesday?
Yeah, well, in part because it is a holiday today as we celebrate
You know, isn't it Seattle calling it Indigenous People Day or something?
Yes, they made a vote. And they're calling it. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. And we're just going to say it once because we hopefully got the pronunciation correct and forget about spelling it.
Have a latte. Enjoy it.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's an interesting thing when you talk about Christopher Columbus. And in our lifetime, he's gone from hero to being vilified. He's gone from great explorer to he put the smallpox on the blankets and then destroyed people.
Kind of like Ebola.
Well, you're nothing I think sums up the controversy over Christopher Columbus than that old Sopranos episode.
You remember when the Native Americans are protesting and Tony and Syl try and stop it, and then in the end they go, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do, Kevin?
Right, and my favorite line on that is when Ralphie goes to see the Native American folks and goes, look, we're going to blow the lid off of your guy, the crying Indian from the litter commercial. And, of course, if you're under 35 or under 30, you don't have no idea what I'm talking about.
I think you got to be older than that, Kev.
Really?
Yeah.
But under 40?
I think that was in the 60s, wasn't it?
I saw it as a kid.
Did you? Maybe yeah. 70s then.
Okay, so we're sitting there in the crying Indian because of litter and such. And I love how Ralphie tries to blackmail the guy. Yeah, he's one of ours. He was an Italian. How about that? The guy goes, how could we make such a mistake? And the young lady goes, well, everybody knows that. That's an internet thing. It's just funny. But you think about Christopher Columbus as a hero to most, but now vilified. I mean, what's the deal with Seattle?
Well, they're just trying to be sensitive, I guess. you know, the thing I find fascinating, having lived in Central America where Columbus Day not celebrated, it's pointed out for the fact his name wasn't even Christopher Columbus. That's totally anglicized for us. Yeah, his real name was Cristobal Colon, but we call Cologne him Christopher Day? Columbus. What's that?
Cologne Day?
Yeah, you have to call it Cologne Day. It's a very smelly, fragrant day.
Yeah.
But, you know, he didn't even know what he'd really discovered. I mean, he'd never set foot on the mainland United States. So, you know, that's all kind of, it's all kind of glorified what took place. But the fact that, you know, he did cross the ocean, he did return several times, you know, is very significant. But yeah, I mean, it's blown up a little bigger than life. I mean, I thought growing up that, you know, he pretty much founded New York City. You know, that was my education. But nonetheless, it's a day now of controversy.
Well, I thought he was the founder of Columbus, Ohio, too. So yeah.
Well, I'm assuming they named it after him.
Big statue of Columbus there.
Is there? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm surprised that's still up.
Yeah. Other big news of the day. Did you see this? That apparently ISIS, the bombing has made them stronger.
Has strengthened them?
Yes.
Well, good for them.
And John McCain over the weekend, we heard that at the top of the hour on Fox News here at 580 KIDO, says we need ground troops.
I thought we had ground troops once.
We did.
And now is it Iraq and Syria both asking for our help now?
Iraq and Syria, but, you know, here's the skinny on this. Did the president make a wrong move by not going after these guys a year or two ago when he said, I'm not going to help Assad? And remember, we were going to go in and help them overthrow Assad. But then Putin said, you might not want to do that, and here is why. So we backed off, they strengthened, and now they're going crazy.
And I'm no expert on it, but I begin to wonder, is there even a good guy to support in this whole thing over there?
Yeah.
I'm beginning to think there's not really a good guy. Wherever you turn, it's picking the worst of two evils.
Well, and it just wonders, how do you want to get yourself out of this? Heck, ISIS is now threatening a kindergarten or an elementary school in Rhode Island?
Man.
You know, I heard about that the other day, and we had a young man Facebook me the story. But, you know, and Dave Burnett, let's just go back to it. You've heard about, you know, you pick a fight with a fool with a cause, and these guys... they don't want to negotiate, and they truly believe, because they haven't felt the pain, they don't fear the pain. I mean, they make Al-Qaeda look like patsies, that bring it on, United States. We'll continue to fight. Now, how do you stop that enemy besides utter annihilation? And we won't do that because, heck, we can't say no to people that are coming into this country that are infecting us with Ebola.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is difficult times for this president, for the administration, for our country. It is very difficult time. Some people think, oh, everything's great. The economy's great. Everything's going good. I mean, the Middle East is in flames. You have our borders, which are still porous. And we don't hear whatever happened to the stories about kids coming across a border. What happened to those stories?
They're the cool kids. By the way, that group, the cool kids, they were in town this weekend.
Oh, they sang their song with one lyric through it?
I wish I was the cool kid, yeah.
Yeah, lots of lyrics on that. I could have written that song. I could have. If you hear the song, it says one thing.
I wish I was the cool kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cool kids, yeah. So same lyrics all the way through it. Somebody got paid for that. But you have our porous borders, and we don't know what's coming across there. And, you know, some people feel we're sitting ducks. Others saying, you know, we're doing what we can to stop what we can. But, man, I just sit back and I was busy with other activities this weekend, so I got a little bit of a break from the news cycle. And it was kind of, I'll be real honest, it was kind of nice to get a little break from the news cycle for a day.
Just for a day?
Just one day.
Yeah, well, you see, that's the challenge that we have every morning here at 580KIDO. In the old days, you'd go, oh, wow, a scandalous story, and you'd run with it, and people would want to be informed on it. However, today, because the news is so bad and you keep getting hit over the head of again and again and again.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
Thank you.
Well, but that's Chris Troupas. But people are just tired. So the challenge here at 580KIDO is coming up with stuff. Oh, not bashing Obama again. Even if you're right. Even if you're right, people don't want to hear it.
I think there is a fatigue, and I think people are fatigued and have been fatigued now for quite some time. That we have a nation of people who are fatigued, and maybe we have information overload. You know, when your phone is binging or buzzing, when there's news or information, when the radio has it, when the TV has it, when the internet, when the billboards, when the signs say it, you know, it's like Amber Alert. Everywhere you turn, it's just we're bombarded with information.
Well, speaking of being bombarded, we've got a big show for you today. We'll have your reaction to Pat Buchanan's article about judicial tyranny, which, again, goes back to the gay marriage issue. And it's fascinating. People that consider themselves conservatives believe it's a civil right. So we'll debate whether or not it's a civil right. We have Dave Petzo with News About Your Money. And John Bujak will be in studio. What do you make of his candidacy?
It's a fascinating one to watch. You know, will he drain off of the conservative Republican numbers or not? It's a fascinating one to watch just because of his past, what has been alleged on him, what he has been involved with, what he hasn't been involved with but accused of. It's fascinating to watch.
What do you make of this ad? We broke this late Friday, but you fancy yourself as a guy who covers politics, right?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the establishment of the good old boys of Idaho and to the lobbyists for which they stand, one agenda or a two-party system with auto care and common core for all.
This November, pledge to take Idaho.
There we go. Your thoughts.
Very difficult to understand what those little chillin' were saying.
Well, that's an internet ad that allegedly will go on television.
Oh, okay. What are they saying about tyranny? What were they saying?
Tyranny of the cronies, of the lobbyists and such. Now, look, if you cover politics, if you're into politics, the criticism of this administration or any administration is the lobbyists have too much power.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the campaign or the commercial is very inside, and it's very slanted towards going after Governor Otter.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be Mr. Bujak's focus on this. And you have to think about it. Is that your platform? I'm the anti-Otter. I'm Russ Fulcher Redo.
Yeah. I don't know that I've seen any politician who's really ready to get rid of lobbyists. Not really. They say they are, but if they're in the position, well, we've changed our mind.
Well, and we saw that with the health exchange where we had people say, elect me and I will shut down the health exchange before it starts.
How'd that work out?
We have the health exchange, which a lot of people, unfortunately, we heard about this on our Saturday show. This is going to be a big deal. Are already losing their coverage. I mean,
2015 is going to be bad, Kevin. I'm just warning people now. 2015 is going to be bad.
And these are people that, you know, have had maybe some conditions, maybe no conditions. And because of the bureaucracy, they're getting the boot. Now, you think to yourself, you know, from a nonpartisan point of view, what the bleep is going on?
Well, you know, a lot of Barack Obama's health care is set to really kick in after the midterm elections. And there's a lot of businesses, I know of businesses right now, that they're basically telling their employees, next year, not going to happen. You're not getting health care from us. Go to the exchange. Because businesses can't afford it. They just can't afford it. And the prices will go up next year. People.
And the prices have gone up this year.
Oh, yeah. They already went up for 2014, 2015. More to come.
I like how the fact is, well, I'm just not going to get insurance. Oh.
Sure you are.
We're going to fine you then, and we'll have the IRS make sure that that fine's enforced.
Yeah. So, yeah, and at this point, the IRS, you know, that the government can go ahead and have the IRS do it because there's really no elections until the general elections at that point.
Yeah, I wish I was the cool kids.
Like the cool kids.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know, and you try and come up with some type of optimistic view. You know, where is it?
It's difficult, but hey, happy Columbus Day, everybody. Oh, happy Columbus Day, everybody. Or Indigenous Day, or whatever you want to call it. A lot of offices closed today. Government offices closed. No mail. Most banks are closed. So checks won't bounce and bills won't come. And there's some good news.
And, well, at least you're not in jail like Alma the Anti-Fracker.
Yeah, you'll be talking about that today.
Boy, I've got the... I couldn't figure out how to do the Dropbox to our website. I would have posted the video there.
The Dropbox... Okay.
Do you need me to show you how to do that? Because I got the video of Alma being arrested.
Oh, okay. You got it on YouTube?
No, it's not a YouTube. It's just a Dropbox.
The actual video.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
What do you make of that? Would you be arrested if they told you that's enough out of you, Mr. Burnett?
Depends on what the cause was and how much I believed.
Yeah, you could tell the cop in it, he didn't want to arrest her. But, I mean, think about that. I mean, you're at this public meeting and blah, 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 you're not allowed to talk. And you could tell she had gone too far and she couldn't come back from it.
Yeah. So the cuffs went on and out.
Oh, yeah. Now they've got a Facebook free Alma.
She's not in jail now.
Yeah, she's in jail, not allowed to talk to anybody.
Oh, she's still in jail. Didn't bail her.
Right, because apparently it happened Thursday night, and she couldn't be processed, and today's a holiday, so she won't be able to post bail or be arraigned till tomorrow, and then I guess she's not allowed phone calls, not allowed to talk to anybody, so who knows what happened to Alma, but she's in jail in Bay
County. What happened to Friday?
I don't know, but that's the way it's going. Her husband has been keeping in contact with all of us, and... Do they have a point where you're not allowed to have a phone call?
I thought you got one to your lawyer.
Okay, so here you have it. She's a grandmother, a mother. Okay, what's the win for the county officials? Really? What's the win?
Well, if they had to follow the law and she chose to break the law.
Okay, you walk her outside, you put her in the detention room and say, Alma, you do it again, you're done. I mean, just remove her from the situation. Doesn't that make them look bad, though?
Yes and no. If they just let her go and didn't arrest her, then people would be complaining you didn't follow the law. You're showing favoritism. What are you, a hater?
I'm an Alma supporter.
I got to do this, though. Traffic now, Kevin, as you're coming out of camp.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Thank you all for joining us. 580 KIDO, currently 43 in Meridian. Let's get you to work safely. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up next hour, we will take a look at the arrest of Alma the Anti-Fracker. And Pat Buchanan talks about the judicial tyranny. Whatever happened to states' rights? Whatever happened to states' rights? Let's discuss. Let's talk next. Kevin Miller, good morning. 580 KIDO.
Serving Meridian.